It is our weekly check-in with the CEO, the Grand Poobah of the North Coast Builders Exchange, Keith Woods. Good morning and happy Giving Tuesday to you, Keith.
And same to you, Pat. Happy Tuesday to you.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of that giving stuff of late over the past almost 8 weeks now. It's pretty amazing. When last we spoke, I think you were getting ready to open the doors for tool giveaways for some of the workers concerned. Construction workers who lost their tools in the fires.
Nice segue, Pat. Yes, absolutely. We've started that last Wednesday. We opened up a tool replacement program for our Builders Exchange members and the workers who lost tools in the fire.
Very nice.
We had 40 or 50 or more contractors and workers come in Wednesday.
Wow.
And then again on Saturday. So it's helped them a lot, and it feels good to us.
Yeah, very, very good. And now that we've got the impending FEMA deadline approaching, just less than a couple of weeks away now, of course, the focus will shift to entirely to the cleanup process. And the EPA is virtually done with their work. Have you seen evidence of the Army Corps of Engineers coming in and cleaning up sites as you roll around the county?
Absolutely. At any part where the fire disasters occurred, any portion of the city and the county, you can find trucks and cleanup crews. And they're somewhat heroic themselves, working over the weekend, on the holiday.
Thanksgiving.
Trying to get that all-important first step done, and that is clean up property so it's ready to build on.
Okay, speaking of building, let's talk about where we're at right now in terms of, you know, contractors here at home, contractors willing to come to us from out of the area. What, you know, what's going to happen next, and how prepared are we, Keith?
Well, there's two or three steps, as I think I've mentioned in the past. That cleanup of the lot is one thing.
Right.
Now people need to try and locate the plans for their house if they're available and they want to rebuild that same house. Two, they probably, if they don't have the plans, are going to need an architect and begin discussing what they're going to build. And then over the next several months, Pat, that difficult task of finding a general contractor willing to oversee your building project will be underway. It is today and through the rest of this week that we're doing a survey of the 700-800 member contractors of ours, and then the 4,000 or 5,000 other contractors through the four north counties of Sonoma, Lake, Mendo, and Napa. So our goal is still to find out who's going to be able to have the capacity to take on home building projects over the next, it's going to be 1 to 5 years.
Yeah.
That this takes, and we're finding out who's going to be available for homeowners. Then we're going to find ways to match them up.
Very good. That's obviously such a huge part of this whole endeavor. Realistically, Keith, how soon, if your property's cleaned up, how soon could the building begin if you're going to rebuild your house as it was?
I want the philosophy here, Pat, to be don't shoot the messenger. Are we clear on that?
Fair enough, yes.
All right. What we're telling everybody so that we don't give them false information or false hope, what's going to happen is I heard yesterday from two or three different builders that within 18 months, there are going to be people back in their homes, into new
wow.
homes, if all the planets line up right for them,
yeah.
that they've got a clean lot, an architect, and a builder. 18 months, if you're in a house, you ought to be pretty happy. Overall, it's going to take 2 to 3 years to get a lot of the homes done. I'll throw out a quarter to a half of them. And this is going to be a 3 to 4 year and up to 5 year rebuilding process to get most, if not all, of the homes rebuilt. And that's no fun for somebody to hear, but with the magnitude of this disaster, the shortage of contractors and workers, that's somewhat, I think, of a real estimate, and I continue to hear this all over town from the construction community. It's no fun to say. It's no fun to hear.
It is important for us to hear, though. Yeah, it's good for us to have a realistic view of what can happen over the course of this time. I kind of feel sorry for the first person who has the rebuilding process done, because everybody's going to want to come to that housewarming party. Can you imagine?
You know, I've not heard that described, but I think you're right. They're going to be very, very popular.
Yes, indeed. Well, we hope that's so. Certainly the trucks and after truck after truck after truck lining up at the local dump sites, getting rid of a lot of that stuff, the debris from the burned out homes.
Pat, can I put in a plug very quickly?
Please do.
That tool replacement center that we've opened to our members, it's opened on Wednesday afternoons from noon to 6 and Saturdays from 1 to 5 for anybody in construction. And I need to emphasize that. Anybody in construction, a worker, a contractor who lost their tools, they're able to come by, and we've got a lot of hand tools to get them started again. And I'm going to give you the address in
case
somebody contacts you. It's 5900 Pruitt Avenue, P-R-U-I-T-T. It's right off of west of Highway 101 off of Shiloh Road.
Okay.
So 101 to Shiloh West, they'll see signs at the first left, which is Pruitt Avenue. And people in construction, no matter whether they're a Builders Exchange member or not, are able to come by there Wednesday afternoons and Monday, and Saturday afternoon.
Wednesday noon to 6, Saturday 1 to 5, correct?
Yes.
All right,
anybody
very good.
In construction, we've got some tools that have been donated. Apex Tool Group has been heroic along with others, and it's going to be available to any contractor or worker who lost their tools in the fires.
Well done, and we will certainly repeat that information, Keith, as the week goes on and before our next conversation a week from today. So thanks very much for that.
Great. Thank you, Pat.
All right, that is Keith Wood, CEO of the North Coast Builders Exchange. Got himself a whole new full-time job now, trying to figure out how to best accommodate our rebuilding efforts.